protect children in these cases from having access to it and becoming addicted in that way as well.
So what do you think right now, with all the issues presented, education, cannabis regulation, missing and murdering Indigenous women, what would your opinion say is what's next? What do the states really, the tribes really need to push with the state?
That is a tough question because they're all equally as important. Let me think. So they're all equally as important. Missing and murdered Indigenous women and relatives is certainly critical in our state. And you have to look at where we are. We're located between Chicago, we're located between Duluth, where that's a major hub, international hub, with freights coming in and out of there. And then just being that, just having that human trafficking trail through our state. And human trafficking, we know, is directly related to MMIW. We know that human trafficking is more lucrative than drugs because you don't have to re-up on a human. You can use that person over and over. I worked on human trafficking awareness and prevention project in the state and interviewed a forensic nurse out of Rock County, and she told us that Milwaukee is Pimp University. People come to Milwaukee to learn how to dehumanize. That's in our state. And so, you know, you can't say that the issue is not real. The issue is real. Human trafficking. The other critically important issue to our people is protecting the water, protecting our waterways. So we have the biggest watershed in the world, one of the biggest watersheds in the world, with Lake Superior and the Great Lakes. So what are we doing to protect them? I know what the tribes are doing to protect them. So tribes, you know, and he said it in the speech, Chairman Fowler said in the speech that is an inherent responsibility to protect Mother Earth and protect our waterways. So all of our legislation, all of our environmental projects are to do that, to not only protect them but to enhance them through, you know, water restoration projects and things of that nature. But I think it's critical that the tribes and the state work together to protect our waterways.
Collaboration.
Yes, absolutely. So I think, there, like I said, there's a lot of issues that President Fowler, Chairman Fowler brought up that are as important to tribes as they should be to the state, and that working together in collaboration is definitely what we need to do. And having these addresses every year and gathering and seeing our representatives, our state representatives on the floor and supporting our chairperson at the time who's given the speech and standing up and giving applause for certain issues, and it's really refreshing to see that they support us like that. So having these events in this particular State of the Tribes address is critical to the state tribal relations and continuing good relationships.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Great interview.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you. Can we take a quick pause?